Meisersheni, Perkei Mishnah Beis. Kamrivoi haya oilu Yerushalayim mahalchiyom echad l'chol tzad. So one of the dinim by Kamrivoi, the Rab brings down an order that you should crown all the different stores of Yerushalayim with fruits, so they would make sure that if you lived close enough to Yerushalayim, you couldn't redeem the fruits that were netarivoi and take the money into Yerushalayim and buy fruits from Yerushalayim. They actually wanted you to bring the fruits themselves and add to the existing fruits in Yerushalayim. So let's say they had a certain number of fruits, let's say 100,000 fruits in Yerushalayim. They wanted you to bring outside Yerushalayim that same fruit, more of it. So there should be more, and then you'd be able to sell those fruits in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Shana points out right away that even though we say that Meiser Sheni has a lot of similarities with Netarivoi, here we see a difference. By Meiser Sheni, we know that you're not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni. The only time you're allowed to sell Meiser Sheni is if you sell it in order to take the money up into Yerushalayim. But Stam to sell Meiser Sheni, you don't want to deal with it anymore. That we know you're not allowed to do. By Netarivoi or Kamrivoi, the Mishnah Shana points out that you're actually allowed to sell it. And that's why he explains this din that we're saying now in the Mishnah, that you had to bring it up to Yerushalayim if you lived within a one day's travel from all sides. This is only a din by Kamrivoi, not by Meiser Sheni. Because Meiser Sheni, you're not allowed to sell it. So what do you mean you're gonna fill up the shuk with Meiser Sheni? They wouldn't sell in the shuk Meiser Sheni. They would sell fruits in Yerushalayim, and you would use Meiser Sheni to buy, but they wouldn't sell Meiser Sheni fruits because you're not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni fruits. Only Netarivoi you're allowed to sell. The other svar that said is that the point of bringing dafka grapes, then you would learn the Kamrivoi is dafka Kamrivoi, not Netarivoi. And this is the way the Rambam learns. Even though the Rambam holds it's the same halacha, he learns that this Mishnah is dafka talking about Kamrivoi, and the svara by grapes is that they're used for Nesachim. This is what the Yerushalmi learns, that the reason they would bring grapes to Yerushalayim by Kamrivoi, and they were makbid that if you were within one day's travel, you should bring it there and not redeem it. You should bring it there is because they would use it for the Nesachim. And on this too, the Mishnah Shani says it's not Shaykh by Meiser Sheni, Dafka by Kamrivoi. So the Mishnah continues, Ve'ezihi Tchuma. So what's the border? Elas min Hadarim. So a lot from the south. It's not a lot that we know. It's some say that it's closer to Hebron. The Akravas min Atzafon, and Akravas from the north. All these places, again, they're a day's travel from Yerushalayim. Lud min Amarev, from the west is Lud. So if you're from Lud and closer to Yerushalayim, then you'd have to bring the fruits. Vayardim min Amizrach, anything from the Yarden, which was on the east side of Yerushalayim, you'd have to bring those fruits as well. Umisharabu Aperis, and the fruits got too much, Hiskinushia Nifta Samach L'choyma. They made a takana the opposite, that even if you were not a day away, but you were right next to the wall, and you had fruits, there's too much fruits in Yerushalayim at that point, so you should be paida. Don't bring any more fruits into Yerushalayim. You're right outside the walls even. Be paida your fruits and bring the money in and buy fruits from Yerushalayim. Utnai haya hadavar, the Mishnah continues. There was a tnai. She'emasai she'yirtsu. This is, they made a tnai from the beginning this way. Any time that they would want, the Rav says that the peiris would become diminished. Yachzer hadavar l'chamoy shehoya. They would always be able to go back to the original way where you should bring in fruits if you lived a day's distance from Yerushalayim. So they made that condition. So the Taisi Sentiv goes into this at length. Lagabi yadavish b'minyan sarach minyan atir latiroi. As far as making a takana, that they had to make a takana with a tnai, because otherwise you'd have a different issue of a takana that you need a beis din that's greater than the beis din that makes the takana. So it's a whole big sugya. Rabbi Yosi Amir Mishachar beis hamikdash haya tnai azeh. So Rabbi Yosi is chaylik, and he says the reason for this tnai was not because there was a time where the payers would get too much and people wouldn't be bringing it. That's not what happened. It wasn't historically that people weren't bringing it because of that. Rather, Mishachar beis hamikdash haya tnai azeh. This tnai that they said, you know what, in the future, we're going to go back to bringing fruits when you're a day out of Yerushalayim. It was specifically during the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because the enemies were controlling Yerushalayim, and there was obviously no inyan or nothing going on where they'd be adorning all the shvakim with fruits. Utnai haya, and they made this tnai, Emasai Shibana, Beis HaMikdash, Yachzer Adav L'Chamay Shehaya. And the tenai was, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Mirtz Hashem, it'll go back to the way it was, which is one day out.